Well, earlier today, Pope Benedict met and spoke to members of the Forum of Catholic NGOs currently underway here in Rome. Addressing participants, the Holy Father noted the tendency of debate at international organizations to ignore natural moral law in efforts to make a more peaceful world. Irene Lagan has more on the story.
Pope Benedict told the participants their meeting seeks to foster a spirit of cooperation among their various organizations and increase the effectiveness of all their activities on behalf of the integral good of the human person and of all humanity.
This unity of purpose can only be achieved through a variety of roles and activities. The multilateral diplomacy of the Holy See, for the most part, strives to reaffirm the great fundamental principles of international life, since the Church's specific contribution consists in helping to form consciences in political life and to stimulate greater insight into the authentic requirements of justice as well as greater readiness to act accordingly. On the other hand, the direct duty to work for a just ordering of society is proper to the lay faithful, and in the work for just and in the context of international life, this includes Christian diplomats and members of non-governmental organizations who are called to take part in public life in a personal capacity and to configure social life correctly, respecting its legitimate autonomy and cooperating with other citizens according to their respective competences and fulfilling their own responsibility.
The Pope said he hopes the participants' days of study and reflection might result in more effective ways of making the Church's social doctrine better known and accepted on the international level.
I encourage you, then, to counter relativism creatively by presenting the great truths about man's innate dignity and the rights which are derived from said dignity.
The Holy Father went on to say we need to foster a spirit of solidarity conducive for promoting as a body those ethical principles, which by their very nature and their role as the basis of social life, remain non-negotiable.
An authentic spirit of freedom, lived in solidarity, will help the initiative of the members of non-governmental organization to create a broad gamut of new approaches and solutions with regard to those temporal affairs which God has left to the free and responsible judgment of every individual. When experienced in solidarity, legitimate pluralism and diversity will lead not to division and competition, but to ever greater effectiveness. The activities of your organizations will bear genuine fruit provided they remain faithful to the Church Magisterium, anchored in communion with her pastors, and above all with the successor of Peter, and meet in a spirit of prudent openness the challenges of the present moment.
The International Forum of Catholic-Inspired Non-Governmental Organizations opened in Rome on Friday and closes on Sunday, December 2nd. I'm Irene Lagan.